Thank you so much for downloading and listening to our first series of 40s and Fucked. You might even be on your first episode. How exciting that is for you. Isn't that right, Saf? No.
I don't understand why we changed. What are we doing now?
Oh, yeah. The reason we're here just before the episode is that you can listen to season one where you're listening to it right now, which I think is about 18 episodes. But we've actually started season two. Because people said if we didn't, they'd do bad things to us.
They got angry.
They did get angry. So we've moved it to a private podcast platform, which means we can do more stuff. If you would like to subscribe privately for free to listen to our series two, you might hate it, to be honest, after you listen to this episode and go, no way. But if you do, go to Instagram, search for at 40s and Fucked. And then in our bio, you'll see a link that says subscribe. Just click there, fill in the details, and you'll be sent an email. Do you understand that, Saf?
I think I've got it now. So in Great. The email is two links, but the one I would use, because I'd have no idea what I'm doing, technically, there's just a really easy link to click.
Yes. So there's two links in the email that you get
sent.
And
I can listen straight away.
Exactly.
Jobs are good. And
that's it. That's where all the different episodes will be. You listen in browser, or you can take the RSS link, which you don't understand, and you can put it into a
Why
podcast
player. Why would you do
player. That? Well, loads of people do.
Because it's just another way to listen. Well,
isn't it? Yeah, because it's like how people listen to podcasts.
Okay.
But anyway, if you want series two and beyond and to be part of our gang in our new private podcast, then go to Instagram, find us on there. You don't have to like us on there. Just find the link in the bio, click on that, your name and email, and submit, and you're away. That's easy, right, Sam?
Yeah, I've got it now.
Okay,
got it.
Great. On with the episode. Oh dear. Now, I've got to be straight with you. This is the second start of the podcast this morning, because the first start to the podcast I didn't think was very good, because quite frankly, you just fucking shot me down in flames for the first 2 or 3 minutes. No, don't just look at me and smile.
I'm being a delightful wife now,
right,
because you've just thrown your dummy out, because I just basically said you've been a bit of a cock today.
Yeah, you said, and I don't think that is the perfect way to start a podcast when we've got to apologise for not doing a podcast for a few months.
It was both of us. We've both been lazy.
In that 5 minutes, I've just chucked away from our recording
system.
Did
you actually?
Yeah, too
much.
I deleted it, yeah. Because you just said it was all my fault. You said I was a cock. I just thought that wasn't the way that we should start a podcast.
Do you know what time I really did love recently with you and me?
Okay, where's this going? It's not on the list.
When Tate was at school, we went to Asda, the big Asda, to get pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, it was the evening, because Tate was staying overnight, and they were banging out some right tunes, weren't they?
Yeah, Asda bangers.
What was it, George Michael? Was it? It was Fast Love.
Oh, yeah, it was Fast Love, yeah.
And it was, we just had the best time raving around Asda.
Yeah, I think.
And in that moment, I thought, there's the man I married.
Yeah, I did a little George Michael wiggle down the wine aisle, because I think we did say, we've gone off on a tangent, we will apologise properly in just a second.
Oh, we've done that.
We haven't done it properly.
Don't make a big deal out of it. So we've missed a few.
No, we've missed a hell of a lot. No, we'll come back to that in a second. But I think said on that night when we popped out to Asda, we weren't going to get any wine, but the bangers in Asda
made us want to have wine.
Yeah, exactly.
What George Michael would have wanted us to have wine.
You know what they're doing in Asda? They're doing the same thing as what they do in Las Vegas, which is pump oxygen into there to make you stay up longer.
Honestly, it was
bangers
like,
in Asda makes you drink.
Hot Stepper.
Here comes the Hot Stepper.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Well done, the Asda.
So you liked me then?
I that was a moment in the past few months where I thought, he's all right.
But
I'll
you
stick
don't
with him.
Like me today?
I don't know. You're just a bit annoying this morning.
Right, okay. We'll investigate that in a minute.
No, let's not. I can't be bothered.
Well, anyway, look, we've got to say sorry for, we don't have to say sorry, but I feel like we do have to say sorry in a way to some people that have contacted us over the past couple of months who have been
angry.
Yeah, really angry. Like,
we got called lazy bastards.
I replied to someone on Instagram yesterday. I think it was a guy called Chris. We need to get to know our listeners a little bit more. But this guy, Chris, just said, when am I getting the next one from you, you lazy bastards? And I was like, gee, God, like, this is hard trolling. You know, we don't even charge anything for this podcast and we do it out the goodness of
our... Can we do that? Is there such a thing as...
I don't think anyone will pay for this. Okay. This. It's I don't know. I think life has just gotten away with us over the last couple of months without going too deep into a couple of things.
The good thing is, though, we've both lost 2 stone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's
update them. We've stopped drinking.
Yep, so we've stopped. The problem is we've just done the Asda story.
Yeah, no, that was just one night because of George.
I'll edit that out.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've lost 2.5 stone and stopped eating any takeaways at all. Saffron, you look amazing.
I know. It's quite... I don't look like me anymore. People are coming up to me in the street and going, you really need a good meal, Saff.
Yeah.
You're wasting away.
Okay, seriously, we haven't lost any weight. We've probably put it on.
We've definitely put it on.
We've probably drunk more.
Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it? You've definitely eaten more because you...
Fuck off!
No, wait a minute. It's not...
Jesus Christ!
No, I'm just... you've been doing a new job where you've been going out reviewing restaurants and stuff.
Oh, fair enough,
so you've been eating more.
Yeah, but then also counteracting that with health visits as well, so like yoga
and
then I go and eat a 5-course meal, so it's kind of counterproductive.
So in this new role where you're doing these reviews for places and
which you're
pieces,
coming to, can I say, and you're eating as and you're the one going, oh, we need good photos, we need to eat loads of different things, and then piling our table full of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, the wellness thing that you went to, what wellness stuff did you do on
that
day?
Didn't do anything, I just talked.
Right.
We just chatted.
Okay, great.
But I was in gym gear, if that counts.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Why are...
I did, however, do a class with our friend Amanda. I've done 2 now.
Yeah, well, over the space of 2 months.
Yeah, and the first one near on killed me.
I know.
She is a machine.
You're walking bandy-legged for a couple of days.
A couple? 5 days, I couldn't walk down the stairs.
Why are girls wearing the gym leggings that go right up their ass?
What, like the 80s?
What, the 80s?
Do you mean...
They
like a leotard?
Over, no.
Oh, no, you're talking about the bum-enhancing leggings. It makes your bum look bigger.
What, they are bum-enhancing leggings?
They've got like a thing up the middle and then it makes your cheeks
look
bigger.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, because girls want big bums now.
And they pull them right up.
Yeah, because bums are in, unfortunately for me. It's because I've got an arse of an 80-year-old man. But yeah, I'm basically all back and then leg.
I've never had a bigger turn off in my
life
than
what
you just said.
Honest to God, Neil, in the 90s when I was young...
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
You know, that what was in was small bums.
Right.
And big tits. So I was laughing.
Yeah.
And now it's the other way around. Everybody wants smaller boobs and bums. And I'm just, I'm actually, my figure is out of fashion.
Anyway, we're really sorry that we haven't done it over the past couple of months. We haven't finished the apology yet. Because this, like, okay. So on Instagram yesterday...
Your eyes glazed over then when I was talking female shit.
What do you mean?
And I have to sit there and listen to all your male bollocks and look interested. And if I glaze over, you shout at me. And I was just telling you now about...
You really don't like me today, do you?
No, I don't.
But on Instagram yesterday, there was a guy called Itchy Tony that contacted us.
He looks like a legend.
Yeah, you went and looked at his Instagram profile. You were like, you've seen this guy. Itchy Tony looks amazing. But yeah, just so many people getting in touch to say that it's kind of good to have us back. Probably after listening to this, they'll probably not say that again. But let me just run through a couple of people. Pixie says, thank fuck, missed you guys. So I sent a message back saying disgusting language. Please don't have that on our Instagram. SLA Francis, missed you guys. Sally G, yay about frigging time.
Do you see what I mean? People are quite aggressive about it.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. It,
Adventures with a Wilding. Is this a joke? I bloody hope not. I've been checking twice a week for ages. It's like, all right. Nice one from Jackie. Have missed you guys. Welcome back. When will we hear from you? Now. Just discovered your podcast last week. Loved every single minute. So this is fantastic news from Kirsty Dawn 15, who probably doesn't know really that we've been away for a couple of months, because she will be catching up over time and this will just kind of tag on to the end.
Great success.
Great success. Fuck off, no way. It's like Return of the Mac from Mike Allen 03.
People are really aggressive about it.
Itchy Tony about
Itchy Tony.
About bloody time. Guest Nikki. Oh, about bloody time. It better be a good one. I mean, look at the pressure on that. This is why.
We're
frightened of you. Chris Motti, he's the guy that actually sent us a message saying that we were lazy bastards. And Kate Rowe says yes, with some big arms, strong.
Do you know what I mean?
What?
Like, no kisses, no
love kisses.
You guys,
no.
Just where the fuck are you?
Yeah. Oh, and here comes Tate.
Tate at the moment is stood in the doorway of our house with pants on, asking if he can have a tube of tomato puree.
Oh, you just gave him a tomato puree though. And I said, don't give it to him. And how much did he eat of that?
Half of it.
Half a tube of tomato puree.
It's just tomato.
I think this is bad parenting.
Well, it's veg. It's fruit. It's... It's a fruit, isn't
it? It's a fruit. We learned that from a kids' TV program in the 1980s, didn't we? Was it Grain Chill when they talked about... it was something. It was either Johnny Ball or it was...
And nobody will have it. Or, everyone's like,
it's a vegetable. No, it's not. It's a fruit, a tomato. No, it's a veg, mate. It's in the veg section.
Well, whatever it is, it's good for him because it's
what,
natural.
What in a tube?
Well, it's just, if you look at the ingredients, it's just... Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Why do you want to eat that?
Tate.
I'll tell you what's in it.
Yeah.
I know it's not very much. It's tomato, basil, oregano, and citric acid.
That's right, brilliant. Go on then. You can have the whole thing.
Yeah, you can have it. I don't care.
Brilliant.
So expect to see that later.
Well, that and the fact that we'll probably get a knock on the door from social services. Shopping the other day and I felt like a 16-year-old that had done something really bad. We were in Gunwolf Keys in Portsmouth.
Right. I don't know where this is going.
And we're walking around with my mum.
Yeah.
And a few weeks before, you had cleaned out some stuff from home. So you got rid of a lot of mugs and stuff.
Yes.
Because we have... a lot of mugs for no reason. We don't have like 100 people come round to our house. We have, you know where this is going now.
Yeah. The thing
hold
some
on.
Women collect handbags. I do that as well.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah.
I do that as well. Yeah. And makeup. Do that as well. But I also have this bit of an addiction to mugs. And I think a lot of wives and mums will understand that.
Right. But it's a ridiculous collection of mugs.
Yeah, it's a whole cupboard full of them.
Full of mugs.
And I only drink out of about four of them.
Exactly, because when I make you a cup of tea, you say, not that mug, I want that mug.
Yeah,
and
because
they're always
certain
the
colours
same.
And different shapes make different cups of tea.
Okay.
And actually, your friends have got their favourites.
Right.
And
I haven't got 100 friends.
Yeah, but I won't get rid of particular ones because Joel likes, or Smudge likes drinking out of a particular one.
Right.
Or Alison likes the China one. So. Yeah.
Okay, so... you got rid of some mugs, but not you didn't get rid of a lot of mugs.
No, I moved them into another cupboard, which then fell on your head.
My mum was up at the time, and she said, "It's ridiculous. You got so many mugs."
It's a proper mum-in-law,
aren't
she?
So a couple of weeks later, we go down to Gunwharf Quays in Portsmouth, we walk around. You sneaked off and we walked up to another shop. You came back and I didn't realise it straight away. I
had it under my arm.
You had it under your arm. And then mum's getting on a bit, so she can't walk around. So she sat down. We went off and you went, don't say anything. I went, what? What? I've just bought some mugs. I'm like, what? Yeah.
They were a bargain.
Yeah. You kept on saying they were a bargain. I was like, we don't need any more mugs. Yeah. Don't tell your mum. I don't want to be like, don't tell your mum because your mum's going to have a go at me. And
you,
I was like,
you know, and I know she would have had a go.
Yeah. So I'm like all the way around going, you've
got, or worse, thrown that look at me.
You've got mugs under your arm. I now have to keep this, you know, secret. Your words to me were, we get back to the car, I'll just put them quietly into the boot. And you were dead serious, quietly into the boot. You get your
mum
in.
Have you seen the way your mum looks when she's disappointed?
Yeah, but you don't need any more mugs.
And
to be honest,
to be
I'm on my mum's side with this.
To be fair, I've had a cup of tea out of those mugs every single day since I bought them.
Yeah, what
so
about the other mugs?
Fuck off.
Yeah, but what about the other mugs?
They're for guests.
Not 100 guests.
There's not 100 in there. You're exaggerating.
We're going to count our mugs this week.
I reckon there's about 30.
So we then sat back down when we got back to my mum and she went, did you buy anything? And I went,
and
no.
You, no, don't lie. You turned your head and went,
no,
and said something to her. And I went, you fucker.
I didn't say anything.
You did.
I just looked at her. She went, did you buy anything? And I went, no, I didn't buy anything.
And then turned and went, and you, like a snivelling little brother.
Yeah. But I felt like we're like kind of 16-year-olds again doing something really naughty. We weren't buying crack or weed. It was literally
she went,
mugs.
What have you bought? And I went, what do I really not need? And she went, mugs.
We had fun in bed the other night, didn't we?
Jesus Christ! Did we?
Not that way. I'm talking about The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah. Sexy time.
So we haven't watched any of The Apprentice at all, and the final was on the other night, and I don't know the reason why we put it on. I think we were watching something on catch up on iPlayer.
We
like
were
Master
both on
Chef
our phones and we wanted something in the background while we were going on through our phones.
Yeah. And The Apprentice came on.
Our bedroom is so sexy.
And then what happened? Because we were in hysterics for about an hour.
Because we were both trying to outdo each other on Alan Sugar impressions.
Yeah. But it got to such a stage.
I mean, I started it. I did the
you
first
didn't start
one.
It.
I did.
I think I started
no.
it.
No.
No, I don't. Are you making those cakes? I really like it. I'm in. You're fired.
You know, it was me.
No, it definitely was me.
I come from nothing. And I was on a market stall with my dad.
And then we started going,
Margaret, where's Margaret? She isn't there anymore. Wait, Margaret,
Nick,
Margaret,
Nick from Countdown, where
where's
are you?
Nick from Countdown, where's Nick from Claude Rittner, he's gone.
Like, and we started.
Karen from football.
Karen from football.
You're fired. But we were doing it so much that at the end of the night, I was like,
yeah. Well, you kept on going to me, we can't do this anymore. I'm losing my voice.
What? Honestly, my throat was sore the next day.
Yeah, I don't think I've had more fun watching a TV program for a long time.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I can't even remember what was in the episode because I was too busy.
Oh well, it was that girl make? Sorry, I've just been doing it again. It was the girl making the cakes for dessert.
You're fucking old and you can't even do an impression of someone without yeah. sounding like you've been raving.
Some girl was selling cakes and the other girl was
pajamas.
Yeah,
it's all been done before, isn't it?
Yeah. Pajamas for your dog to match you.
Yeah, and your kids.
And your
which
kids.
Everybody does. I mean, it's not nothing new, is it?
I guess not.
We've never done it because we're not sad fuckers, but apologies.
Apologies
if
you've
ever done that.
Apologies if you're listening to this podcast in matching pajamas.
I mean, it's fair game at Christmas. That's a free for all. You're allowed to do it then. But
what,
any
matching
other,
or
yeah, like that's quite fun. That's quite cute and twee, and I'll let that slide. But if you're doing it every weekend, it's a bit psychopathic.
Well, I think it's a really good market. I mean, you're hired.
You're hired.
You're telling me that I could get pyjamas for my dogs.
I love dogs. I mean, Margaret, Margaret, where are you?
Anyway. Saturday today. So you know what's happening later on this evening?
Oh, hello. It's not that special day, is it?
Because it wasn't on last week.
It's not with steak and...
No, it's Ant and Dec night.
Oh, yeah.
So...
We like a bit of Ant and Dec. Do you think it's going to be this week?
No.
Why?
I can promise you now, I have not written in to Ant and Dec and said, could you please surprise...
Okay, Tate's just turned back up, covered in...
Oh, shit!
He's broken the tomato puree.
He's eaten the whole tube of tomato puree.
Well, not all of it, because some of it is over him.
Babe, that was a whole tube.
Well, you gave it to him.
It's going to be interesting.
Hello, social services.
Yes, so no, it's not going to be this evening that Ant and Dec surprise you over their... What do they call it? It used to be called NTV, didn't it, on Noel?
No. I'm talking about the happiest hour of the week.
Yeah, when they come to people's houses and surprise them on the camera.
So every week we watch it and I go, it's going to be this week. It's going to be this week when the... Yeah, just put that tomato puree down there. It's going to be this week that they come to me. And I always turn around to you going, have you done it this week? I'm ready for it.
But the thing is, Neil, when people... are given the ticket for the holiday because they get surprised, it's because they've done something really worthwhile for the community or their family. Or it's like, oh, and you, Denise, you fostered 560 children and you can't walk and you still putting cakes people. And
I bought you an Asda pizza and some wine in the week. That's a reason
to
come to me. No?
What have you done? What could I possibly write to Ant and Dec that you've done that's worthy? Because these people are incredible. They've like saved kittens and...
Yeah. And you know what we say every week as well? Because now you're trying to go down the holier-than-thou part, is we watch it and we go, look at all these people. They're so fucking sickly. Look at them all. They're all doing really good stuff. And we're not.
I don't say that. I say, well done, Denise.
No, we don't.
For fostering 700 children.
No, we don't.
And keeping three jobs on the go.
We don't.
And bathing your dogs
in Perrier water. No, we don't. Because we sit there, right? And we look at them and we think they're amazing. They are amazing. Full stop. They're amazing. The things they do are amazing.
But they make me feel shit.
They make us feel absolutely terrible. And we look at them and go, right, great. Well, that's wonderful.
What have I done this week?
Yeah. Nothing.
I've allowed my child to have tomato puree for breakfast.
I would cross to you live for that. I would cross to you live for the sight that I've just seen.
We planted some tomatoes this week.
Yeah,
we're doing our bit for the environment. Yes, they've died from the frost, but nobody needs to know.
No. Okay.
And I fed a fox a bit of chicken.
Well, that...
It might be rat. It's gone.
And we go into saffron now. Wait, man. So a bit of a Tate update. He's been keeping really well. He's really happy. A lot of people listen to this podcast not only to hear our terrible life during our 40s.
Can you see him? Is he out there?
Can I see him? No, he's indoors.
Okay.
But also to kind of see our progress with our wonderful boy, who is non-verbal, but he is a little bit verbal at the moment. I mean, he's non-verbal in the sense that he doesn't talk.
He's a gobshite.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a gobshite at the moment. He's singing the Muppet Show a lot.
I like it when he randomly just goes, mad for it.
Yeah, mad for it.
Don't you find Muppets quite creepy?
No, I think they're all right.
I found them very creepy as a kid, particularly the big ones.
Right.
Like the ones that...
Were they Fraggles?
The puppets were quite creepy, but the ones where people were inside them...
Like Bungle.
Like Bungle freaked me out a bit.
Why? Bungle's cool.
Because it just...
Bungle from Rainbow's awesome.
Because it was an adult-sized bear with no pants on.
Okay, fair dues.
And I didn't find George creepy.
But to be fair, bears don't wear pants anyway.
No, I know, but he talked like a human and he acted like a human, but he was a bear.
Yeah.
I don't. Fraggle Rock was fine, apart from the big ones.
Right.
The hairy big ones.
The hairy big ones. Please don't search that site.
No, did you not freak out by it? Were you like, no. Fucking Wurzel Gummidge, mate?
No, Incredible Hulk. Anyway, this is meant to be a Tate update, not like some reminiscing.
No, I'm just saying, were you scared of stuff when you were little?
Because yes, of course I was.
Wurzel Gummidge, for me, I could kick his head off.
Right.
Because he was creepy as hell.
Yeah.
And my sisters used to tease me about it. He'd straw coming out of his face.
Right.
And he could take his head off.
Yeah. He was fine, though, because he sat down and had
a nice bit of cake with a hot fella.
So creepy.
Yeah.
Were you not bothered by anything like that?
No, he was, well, Incredible Hulk.
Why were you scared of that?
Because he was big and green and could turn over cars. Anyway.
Straw coming out of his face.
So too. Tate's really good. And he's in a really good place.
Are we going to get him to come and say hello?
I doubt it's going to be possible at this precise moment, but he's been riding some horses as well, hasn't he?
No, not riding.
Oh no, not riding.
Because they're ponies, and Tate's quite a big lad.
Yeah, he's a big lad.
He's taller than me now, and let's not beat around the bush. He likes his food.
Yeah,
and he's a big. Oh, he's not a skinny little thing anymore.
No.
So they said to me,
"Yeah,
he's gonna groom the horses and feed them and
muck
them out and that, which is lovely, but we're not going to pop him on the back because they're only ponies and he's quite heavy. I thought, have they not got any big horses they can put him on? Because
but how big is too big to ride a horse?
I don't know whether certain weights can
could
ride.
Could I ride a horse? If you're 14 stone like me, shut up, could you ride a horse?
I don't think you could ride a horse. Unless it was one of those big shire horses.
Have you seen a fat person on a horse?
No.
I'm going to search.
Oh, I'm going to do it now.
Search for a fat person on a horse.
See what it says in images.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, maybe there is a weight person. Limit. I mean, you know, jockeys are tiny, like 7 stone.
Oh, no, there is a fat person on a horse.
Oh, cool. We can ride horses.
The horse doesn't look very happy about it, though.
I don't like horses.
That's you, isn't it? Oh, that poor horse, you can't see his legs because it's sunk.
Oh my god.
It's not funny.
I don't think fat people on horses is a good thing. Stop just showing me pictures of fat people on horses, please. But yeah, I mean, I don't really like horses. There was a time when I was a kid when I was in the scouts and I was on a horse and it went off and then decided to go off on its own away from everybody else, and it scared the absolute
shit
out of me.
If you're not used to it, they can be quite...
Not used to it? Well, I wasn't a cowboy. I was on a horse during a scout camp and it went away from everyone, and I'm in the middle of a forest.
I've been told I have wonderful natural ability on a horse because I'm good at the movement.
I haven't seen that for a long time. Let's play Cock or Not. It's apparently a game show devised by you.
Me.
And you're going to explain the rules and you're going to then ask me to play this game.
I'm going to have to do it on the hoof now.
On the hoof?
On the hoof.
Hey. Nice. Nice horse reference.
So, it's called Cock or Not.
Yes. So, what is the game?
It comes from the fact that I can't get over the fact that birds have willies.
Birds have willies.
Exactly, right?
Do they?
Yeah. How else do you think they mate?
Magic.
Ducks are randy.
Ducks have willies?
I'm going to Google it, but I'm pretty sure, birds have willies.
Okay.
And so I was thinking, what else has willies that you didn't think had willies?
Right, so you devised a game show called?
Cock or Not.
Okay, I'm just...
Search whether birds have willies. I think you'll be shocked that they do.
Birds have willies. That's a search. There are nearly 10,000 species of birds in the world, but only 3% of them have functional penises.
So some of them do. So who does?
Oh, God. I mean, this is... species of birds that have penises include ducks, geese and swans.
Ducks, told you, Randy. Ducks are well up for it. And they walk around like they know they've got a willy as well, don't they?
Oh my God, listen to this. listen to this. Despite these shortcomings of the birds that do have penises, they exhibit the widest variation in phallic size and shape of any class of vertebrate, from the infamous lake duck's corkscrew penis that can be as long as its body when erect, to the ostrich's bizarre-looking conical penis that hangs to one side of its cock... I don't even know. No, I don't even know what this word is. Cloaca. Some birds have feathers on their penis, while others are covered in spines and small filaments. Spines?
Ribbed for her pleasure.
Spiked.
So, what
pain.
Other things, creatures on this planet?
Okay.
So, the first one I'm going to ask you about is a cockroach.
So, does a cockroach have a penis? So, I've got to say cock or not.
Can you put music on this so it sounds good?
Okay, bear with me. Yep, here we go. Do you want me to introduce it properly?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host for Cock or Not. It's Saffron.
Hello and welcome to Cock or Not with me, your host Saffron Bentley, and joining us today is Neil Bentley from Surrey.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi Neil, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well actually I like to work out if animals have cocks
or not.
You don't
work out.
All right, shut your face.
Well, on offer today is a washer dryer.
Oh, lovely. I'll give that to someone that will use it, because I won't.
You can detect whether this animal has a cock or not.
Yes. Okay.
First up is...
Yes.
A cockroach.
Cockroach. Okay. Saffron, a cockroach. I'm saying not.
And you are correct!
Yes!
Even though it has the word cock in the title, it doesn't actually have a willy.
Brilliant.
Second on the board.
Yep.
An octopus.
Octocock. I'm going to say an octopus hasn't got a cock.
That is wrong!
What?
An octopus does have a cock, and guess where it is?
In its mouth?
No, one of its arms.
Shut up.
Is
a cock.
A cock.
Oh my God. Okay, brilliant. What's next?
Could you tell me, Neil?
Yeah, yes.
Whether a shark has a cock or not?
Yes, a shark has a cock.
That is correct.
Yes.
And it also has balls. The next animal on the list is a peacock.
Peacock. Okay, because it's a bird. It's got the word cock in it. So I'm going, cock.
A peacock
does
not have a cock. It has a colocus.
Excellent.
So they both got this thing called a colocus, the male and the female, and they just rub them together.
Oh.
So they do dry humping.
Awesome.
That's what peacocks do. Would you like me to carry on?
That's fine. I think.
Oh, no, hang on. I wanted to do this one because I found it really fascinating.
Okay. I really hope people are liking this game. To be honest, I'm hoping Richard Osman's listening, because this could be BBC Two 6 PM slot for House of Games.
Does a worm have a cock?
Well, judging by putting your hands in the air and loving this so much, yes, a worm has a cock.
It's the whole thing is a cock. It turns itself into a cock to mate. And then they're neither male or female, and the whole of the worm is, and they mould together, and their whole being turns into a willy.
Well, I'll tell you what, this has been fantastic.
God, I've loved that. I'm taking that forward.
Cock or not has been a success, and also nobody can say that this podcast is not educational now.
Can you believe an octopus's leg turns into its willy? When you're married to somebody like Neil Bentley, you never quite know what amazing, fantastical idea he's come up with next.
Right.
So.
Where's this going?
I think it might have been a Sunday morning. I'd had quite a rough night.
Listen, if this is something that I've been talking to you about, you know, business and work, and it's...
I don't think you've got to worry about this one, babe.
But don't say anything, because you know, I have lots of ideas and somebody else might do this. So if this is a true...
It is, but right. You said it with such a straight face.
Well, then it was. It's obviously a big
it is.
Thing.
Oh, it is. Do you want me to say it or not?
Well, I don't know. I don't
you
know what it is.
You said the words to me. I'd had a bit of a rough night. I'd not slept very well.
Right.
I just wanted a bit of toast, a cup of tea and read the Daily Mail because I'm a loser.
Yeah.
And you said to me with a straight face, I wonder if anybody has disrupted the gourmet toasty market.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I have those.
What the fuck? You hadn't even said anything else to me all morning. That was the first thing you said to me.
Well, it was a good thought, though, wasn't it?
Well,
I'm always looking for new business ideas.
Aren't you just? Yeah. It's draining.
And I thought that maybe, you
what
know.
What do you mean? Like, toasties.
Well, no, everyone's like kind of done the gourmet burger market. So, like, you know, you get these burgers
with,
like...
Just a nice burger.
Yeah, exactly. But it's called... That's a sector. So the gourmet burger market. There's also kebabs are being gourmified.
Right. So how would you take a toasty, a decent toasty, and make it gourmet?
Well, you'd have to change the ingredients.
Gold leaf?
Well, no. But that's taking it too lux.
Oh.
But if you're taking a toasty and then maybe, I don't know, some garlic chicken and some parmesan and well, no, like just, you know, not that's bullshit because you'd eat that. And also, I think this is probably around.
I wouldn't eat anything.
Didn't I make us some toasties that were like leftover spag bol?
Yeah, but that's people do that. That's not gourmet.
Well, but it is if you just kind of elevate it a little bit. And I was thinking...
You could sprinkle salt on it, like Salt Bae.
Like Salt Bae, yeah. And you can, you know, like steaks, like really amazing steak, gourmet, toasty sandwiches.
I get it. Now you're saying it. I'm getting it.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was in love at that particular moment in time.
With toasties.
And potentially buying a van and going around and doing festivals and gourmet toasties. Maybe in some champagne. So you have toasties and Prosecco.
I think you might be onto something
here.
You
see what I mean? See, I'm not stupid. Well, I'm not going to do it, but I'm...
I'd quite like a double carb toasty.
A double carb
like
toasty.
Like a pasta toasty.
Yeah, you could do that. Well, you could do that.
That's filth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I quite like that. I've had an idea about making waffle cones into the shape of Doritos.
And waffle cones into the
shape of... So you have a bag of waffle cone triangles.
Right.
And you use them to eat your ice cream, like a dip.
This is good. Why are we doing this on here? Because now those
have
ideas...
Have I just given somebody an idea?
Well, that could have been, you know...
Do you think that's quite good?
Potentially.
Oh,
I don't like...
Shit, I've been living with you too long.
I don't like waffles, but I can see it...
The cone, I mean. The cone.
The cone.
The ice cream cone waffle.
Yeah.
You make that into Dorito shape.
Yeah.
And then you eat the ice cream like a dip.
Yeah, I think
it's
a good idea.
Not waffle loving waffles.
I'm in.
Have I just come up with an idea?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
This time next year, Rodney.
Why don't you like it when I shout from the kitchen?
Fucking hell. When I want you,
yeah,
for some reason, which isn't very often because I just get on with my own life and I don't bother you.
That's right. Absolute
but
bullshit.
Say I do need you for something.
Yeah.
I will get my ass off wherever I am, sofa, whatever.
Yeah.
And walk to you and go, Neil, da 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 da.
Right.
You.
Yeah.
Do this. You usually want me for something really stupid. Like you can't find the butter in the fridge when it's right in front of you. You go like this. Sarah! Oh, fucking what now? Yes!
Right.
So I can't hear what you're saying because you've shouted from another room.
Okay.
So then I have to get up and then come and ask you again.
Yeah.
Have you not noticed how many times I have to do that in a day?
It was...
While we're on this, could you just please, when you are turning the telly over, think to yourself.
When I'm turning the telly over?
With the remote control.
Yeah.
Can you just think
Yeah.
When I next want to use this...
Or your face is contorted. It looks like Derek Acora has found some portal.
Perhaps my wife wants to turn the telly over. I'll just pop it on the table where it always belongs.
Right.
So I'll turn it over. Here we go. Let's watch the news headlines. Right, that's good. I'm just going to put it on the table in front of me so everybody in this household can then find it the next time they need it.
Okay. Where's... Yeah.
Because where do you normally put it?
I just leave
it. Yeah, you just turn it over and fling it across the room.
No, I don't fling it across the room.
I found it in so many different places in that front room.
And none of those places you put them in?
No, because I put it on the fucking table.
No, you don't.
Because I know that's where I'm next going to want it. Mm. In fact, I've got such bad OCD, I actually straighten them together and make them look straight. So I know damn well I don't just leave it willy-nilly.
Got a good idea for a business.
They already do remote control holders.
No, 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 no. If you attached like an elastic thing onto the bottom of a remote control and then you attached it to the place that you wanted it to go to, so
and then you could just pull it back.
Yeah, well, no, it just flings back. So once you've done it, it just flings back.
Like a washing machine cord.
You
know, in a pulley system and you pull out a washing machine and it whips back in again. Or the hose we've got.
Yeah, that, like the hose.
Yeah.
So that is, it's called remote hose.
Do you not know about washing machine that does what our hose does? Because I've confused you with this week.
A washing machine that does what?
Washing machine, washing line, I mean.
Ah, washing line, yeah.
Did I say washing machine last time?
You said washing machine, yeah. So I'm like, why does it...
Do you know why this is? Because I know I've got washing to do. And exactly. It's on my head.
Okay, well, maybe that's a good point to end this podcast.
Do you want to? You not got anything else you wanted to say to me about what I might be doing wrong? No, because I'm perfect. See, can't even think. Tell me one thing that annoys you.
This.
That's rubbish. Next.
It's not rubbish.
Can you think of anything that irritates you about me?
Next week's podcast, I'm going to list the things that...
Good luck with that, my love.
The top five, and it's going to be difficult to pull it down to five.
Fuck off. You can't even do it now.
Well, no, because I don't want to miss anything out. So
give me one now.
No, I'm not going to do that now. Because it'll ruin next week's podcast.
I'm too good.
So the top five things that really piss me off about Saffron is top of the list for next week's podcast. Yeah?
Good luck, sunshine.
Okay, well, it's good to be back though, isn't it?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
And we're going to do this every week for at least 5 weeks in a row.
Okay.
Fingers crossed?
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing that list because you're going to have to pull something out of your ass. And no, I won't do that either.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.